Because it seems like sometimes dog products, it's like it's a commercial for a Ford F-150. It's like rugged. Like, throw it on your dog. Roll your dog in mud. It's like, no, please. I don't need all that.
Welcome to the With a Dog podcast, the podcast for the modern dog parent. I'm your host, Carly, and every Wednesday I bring on pet professionals or some fellow dog parents, and we laugh, learn, and commiserate about everything from the confusing vet visits to dog park etiquette to the 2 a.m. potty breaks. Essentially, life with a dog. Hello, people with a dog. If you're listening on the day that this comes out, happy With a Dog Wednesday. I am still recovering from this past weekend when my parents were visiting. We partied. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I am a relatively introverted person. I mean, I like talking to people. I like meeting new people, but that's not where I get my energy from. Like, I'm pretty homebody-ish. However, my family, my parents, especially my mom, are extroverted. They're going to get FOMO. They got to go to everything, do everything. And so when they were coming up to visit me in Seattle, I was like, all right, we got to keep up with the parents. So we have hit every restaurant, every park, hike, trail, all of that. We've done it all. And it's been so fun. It was such a fun weekend. I'm so happy they were finally able to make it up here during the, pandemic. They just weren't really able to. So they were finally able to see all the updates that we've made to the house and see both dogs in their natural habitat. And it was really fun. But my voice is still a little hoarse right now. I don't know if you can tell because, we were drinking. We were drinking. We were eating. And so I'm still slightly recovering. But it was a really fun time. And in actually a couple weeks, I get to go see my sister as well in Nashville. So I'm kind of doing the little family tour. Poor dog Zaddy is dragged along to every member of my family. So that's kind of what's been going on with me. That's a little life update. Another pretty big update for you guys is that there will not be a With a Dog podcast episode for the next 2 weeks. So that's going to be March 29th and April 5th. So the next one to come out is going to be the 3-year anniversary episode on April 12th. And the reason for that is, one, I need a couple weeks to prep for anniversary and, invite some guests on and everything like that. Talk to Charlotte and Ashley, my occasional co-hosts, about maybe what we want to do to celebrate. And also because it's going to be 150 episodes. Technically, next week would have been 150 episodes, but I really want them to come out on the same day. I want the 3-year podcast anniversary and the 150th episode to be on the same day. So I'm sorry that I will be MIA for the next 2 weeks. But if you're new here, we have a, almost 150 episode backlog for you to check out. 3 years worth of episodes with just some amazing guests. So I highly encourage you to, scroll back and listen to some of those. Also on that note, if you are a listener for however long you've been listening and you have not left a review or rating on Spotify or Apple, I would love it if you do that. It means so much. And I think it would be the perfect present for my 3rd year anniversary celebration. Not to toot my own horn, but if you're looking for a way to give back to the podcast to help celebrate within these next coming weeks and kind of during April, rate and review if you haven't yet, share it with a friend, share it, on any dog Facebook groups you're in, share it on your Instagram stories, whatever you want. It really, really means a lot. So I think those are all the updates for this week. Let's talk about today's episode. Oh my gosh, I loved connecting with Lita of Woof and Wonder. It's one of those things that I had seen her, Instagram and TikTok, and I, for a while, when you find an account and you're like, I am going to like this person. If I knew this person in real life, we would click. And I'm happy to say I was completely right on that aspect. She was so fun. She was just so authentic and real. And we bonded over having stubborn, sassy dogs. We talked about how her business was inspired by her soul dog, Handsome, and the meaning behind her business name, Woof and Wonder. We talk about her products and the designs, you know, her creativity behind it. I really loved hearing, and I say this a couple times in the interview, I love hearing an entrepreneurial story. Like, entrepreneur stories and health and wellness podcasts are, those are the two that I listen to outside of dog podcasts. Those are the kind of like two types of genres that I really enjoy. So I loved hearing how she was looking for something to, as a creative outlet, you know, she was looking for a way to stay home with her dog Handsome more often, but also wanting to insert more creativity in her life. And I think she definitely has done that with her awesome products, her awesome designs. They're super cute, but very functional, as we talk about here too. And we talk about her poopy loops, which is like what I think the main thing that she's known online for. And so hence the title of this episode, Poop, But Make It Cute. Because that's honestly like, that's just what came to mind and what she always says too when she's advertising her products. It was just a fun conversation. So I really hope you guys are going to enjoy this. You can catch me not knowing what sable, the color, is. If you don't know, it's a dark brown. And I was like, that's the color of Frenchies. And Lita's so nice. She was like, no, they're fawn. So she was just like so fun. Yeah, we definitely had a great time talking to each other. So let's get into it with Lita of Woof and Wonder. So Lita, welcome to the With a Dog podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm very excited too. Also, because I can kind of see your little workroom in the back of the video. And this just, it brings it to another level for me. I'm just like, oh, that's where the magic happens.
Oh my gosh. Ironically enough, the magic constantly happens. Usually when I'm on the couch, like watching Netflix, that's mm-hmm. when the ideas happen. And then I guess the rest of it happens in here.
Yes. Yeah. The execution happens in there. Yeah. For anyone who maybe has not come across Woof and Wonder before, can you briefly introduce yourself and your dog to listeners?
Yeah, of course. Of course. My name is Lita. I am the founder of Woof and Wonder. Arthur's not here, but he's the co-founder. He's my little 5-month-old Frenchie puppy. But Woof and Wonder started because of my soul dog, and it continues because of my soul dog. My soul dog is Handsome. A lot of my followers actually know there's a very, we built this community around people understanding my relationship with Handsome. And Woof and Wonder was created just to give him the best, the cutest products I could think of. And I've worked in corporate for 10 years, in all different, you know, spaces. And I could finally be creative in this space. And the goal with Woof and Wonder is to celebrate truly the wonder that having dogs brings into your life. Does that make sense? I feel like having a dog takes you to places that you wouldn't have gone if you never had a dog. A trail that you've never been to, a park, a beach. They just, it brings a magical element that I wanted to celebrate that I felt, you know. And I just try to mix fun and functionality for just to make products that are truly not only beautiful to look at and you go, oh, that's so cute, but actually functional for every day. I don't want you to use it once and hang it up. I want this to be every day. And that's the story. And still trying to do that every single day.
Oh my gosh. Well, I do want to get more into questions about Handsome and Arthur. Yeah. Because yes, I have a soul dog at the moment too, Lupin, who is sleeping in the background.
So cute.
And as he usually does, just sleeping like on all surfaces. Yeah. So I really do want to talk to you about like your entrepreneurial story and all of that. But like quick check-in, life 2023. It's been a big road the last few years here.
Yes.
How are you? Like, just in life, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Oh my gosh, that question, that's an awesome question. You know what? Not many people ask that question. So thank you. I'm doing all right. You know, I think the true answer to that, I think everyone's going to relate to it, is like, I'm doing all right. I'm trying to do better and I'm trying not to give up, which I feel like nowadays, everything seems so scary. The messages, everything is like, oh my gosh, be afraid, be prepared, like hunker down.
Yeah.
And I don't want to live in fear and worry. So mm-hmm. I'm doing all right. Like, I'm pushing myself to continue. Having Wolf and Wonder actually helps me stay positive and continue doing what I'm doing because the community helps me. If it was just me, I don't know where I'd be, but the community I've built, such positive, strong people, dog obsessed, and they let me not give up. Yes. So I'm doing all right because of them. And, you know, and I hope I can give back that same feeling of you've got this, you're awesome. Mm-hmm. So that was a very long answer to that, but you know,
no,
I'm doing all right. And I hope everyone's doing all right.
Yes. I think there's something very powerful in saying like, I'm all right.
Yeah.
And then, but here's my positive outlook that I'm trying to aim towards. Yes.
Yeah.
I really resonate with that actually. Like I feel very similarly with my listeners of they've been so amazing supporting me for so long. And anytime I'm just like, oh, the podcast, like, whatever, you know, the stress. I'm just like, I have such a cool community. Like there's so many cool people who even give me their time a day, including you, like guests that I'm like, keep on going, you know?
Absolutely. Isn't it amazing too? And I never thought I'd get here. I know that sounds very like everyone says that, but when you start something, right, you start with a lot of fear. There's always fear. The fear never goes away. But when you've I don't know. I feel like it's sometimes miraculous having this community of people that you've never met them, but you feel so bonded to them and you want to give to them that great feeling that they give to you every day, that strength and that perseverance. And so I'm so glad that you relate to that because it feels cheesy to say it out loud, but it's so true. It really is.
Yeah.
So I can't let them down, right?
Yeah.
Because they never let me down.
Oh. So. We're like getting into our feels 5 minutes in. Well, so to bring it up, what is a recent With a Dog win you've had?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we'll start with Arthur. So Arthur's 5 months old. He's a puppy. So we're having a lot of wins and a lot of L's. he doesn't know how to lay down. We really tried in like puppy class. He does not get it. I think his arms are too chunky. But... But he knows drop it. So we're doing really great on drop it. He loves picking up rocks and he drops them. So we're very proud of him for doing that. And for the business, I have two wins actually. So I'm at a point now where I pack all the orders myself. I don't know if people know that. I'm a few years in. I'm nearly going on like 4 years. I still pack all the orders myself. So I'll be working with a fulfillment center to help me pack orders so I can focus. I have lots of products in mind. I have an encyclopedia of products that I want to release.
Yeah.
So I gave myself permission to kind of reach out and say, I need help. I can't do all the orders myself anymore. And I found an incredible family-owned business that is going to help me pack the orders so I can focus on creating really, really awesome stuff. So
yes, you can focus on the creativity rather than packaging.
It's my favorite part. I love packing too, but it's such a big win for me. I never, if you found me like years ago, if you told me, you're going to have a place helping you pack, and it was an impossibility. And now saying it out loud seems crazy. It's such a big win for me. I don't know.
That's a big win, both for really Arthur exciting. And you.
Yes.
And fulfillment center.
Just like him, I guess I'm dropping packing orders. So I'm excited. And then I had a TikTok reach 1 million, but that's like secondary. I feel like
that's awesome.
You already know how social media is so fickle.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But still, you still get that like rush of like, yay, I created something that people like.
Absolutely.
Or the algorithm likes it. Like you're like, whatever.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's do a little round about Arthur. And I think I do want to ask you more about Handsome as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said Arthur is 5 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your second Frenchie because
because
Handsome was a Frenchie as well, right?
Yes.
And were they both that like sable color? Is that right? Is that what that's
Arthur,
called? Like the tan?
So Handsome was I guess technically he was fawn. He was like he looked exactly like a creme brulee, like creamy and then toasted on top. And Arthur is a fawn with a black mask. He's like more dark, like cinnamony almost.
Okay.
But yeah, both Frenchies, both sassy as hell. I did not. I love.
You love a sassy dog?
I love. Handsome was known for his tantrums. Anyone who's listening, who's followed me for a while, he's been known for his tantrums. We called it Tantrum Tuesday. He did it every day. And he would walk into my room either while I was recording something or posting a story that day. The door would be open and he would just saunter in quietly. And I thought, oh, that's so sweet. And he would just pick a fight with the tripod that I always have over and over again. It was like a well-known thing. Him and this tripod had like beef in a past life or something.
Love hate.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Enemies to lovers situation.
Yes, exactly. And Arthur does the same, but he does something called, I call Buck and Bronco. If you follow my stories nearly every day, I keep my eye on him, of course, because he's still so young, but he has a toy that has a little hat and he'll grab it by the hat. He will whip this thing around, hit himself. It doesn't matter. He'll whip it around, jump and whip it around. And it, trust me, you don't want to miss it. Don't miss it in my stories. It is, I do hashtag Buck and Bronco. He's been doing it since the day we brought him home, like when he was big enough to have it in his mouth. And so I love a sassy, weird, quirky little dog. And so
I love that you said that because I have, okay. And I think a lot of my listeners are hound people they are stubborn and sassy. And it's like, there's something so special about that. Like it's something like unique where you have to like earn their love kind of. And then they have attitude and you have to like convince them of things too. Like it just, I don't know. There's something more about that interaction. And that's not to put down, you know, the dog that's always happy, go lucky and happy to see you and everything. Cause I do have one of those as well. My dog Albie is like, bless him. He's just so easy. Like he's just, bless him. In comparison bless to him. Lupin, he's so easy. So I'm like, thank you for being easy and just like there's no sass in you. Sometimes he'll do a little side eye, but other than that, like it. But I what love a nice sassy balance. Dog. It is a good balance. Yeah.
I love it. I'm like, I don't think I could ever have a dog that doesn't have an attitude, doesn't talk back, doesn't do, I don't know if Lupin does like the little like attitude, they'll do this little harumph sound. Like I don't, some dogs have it.
He'll, yes. Lupin also does tantrums. And so like I have a highlight reel on my on my personal Instagram that's like it's just him just like throwing his head around. He looks like a Bucky Bronco in it. He just like throws a temper tantrum and he won't do like a little like, but he'll do like a woof. Like he'll just look at you and then like raise his head and just go, ooh.
I love that.
His little old man teeth are like poking out.
I love that. Yeah. It's like, what are you trying to say? What was that? Yeah. It's an attitude. And I, oh my gosh, I love it.
Yes, it's so cute. And then I feel like, you know, that scene in The Notebook that's like, what do you want? What do you want? Like, that's just me all day. I'm just like, what do you want? What? Tell me what you want.
That's literally me. Literally me. Yes. Yeah. Or you'll hear me in my stories too. I'll go, what do you want? What are you doing? It's just, they're so bizarre. And I love it.
Yes.
Something's going on up there. It's my job to figure it out. Yeah.
that's it. It's my job to figure it out. And you never will.
Never. Oh, never. Right when you think you don't know.
Yeah. You're like, oh, they just wanted treats. And it's like, no, they took the treat, but they wanted something else.
Yeah, exactly. And handsome too. Like, ironically, it was always the tripod or another thing he really enjoyed messing with were like vents.
Oh, interesting.
Bizarre. Really. Like, he would
was
go
it
up
only
to
when
vent.
Air was coming out of it? Or no, was it just any time?
Any time. Any random time. He would walk in. He would half pass the vent and look at it. Nothing happening. No air. And then he would sidle up to it and put his – you know how Frenchies have like those jowls? I love them. Mm-hmm. And he would just put it up to it and just start barking and bark at his own bark echo through it.
No.
Again,
I
swear
cute.
To you.
That's so funny.
So when you're saying, what are you doing? What do you want? I was just staring at him trying to figure out. He must have loved the sound of his own echo. Yeah.
He's just yelling into the void. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So you had Handsome.
Yes.
Did you get Handsome pretty young then? Or
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. He was your first dog as an adult?
Yes. Yeah. Right. I didn't. strangely enough, like I'm Armenian, so I we didn't have dogs growing up. I know many families do. We just happened to not. So he was my first one, and I got him at 8 weeks, and Arthur was nine and a half weeks. And so with your first dog being a Frenchie, I was like, oh my gosh. Because mm-hmm. he threw tantrums from day one. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have a hyperactive dog. What do I do? And what am I doing wrong? And does he need anything? And I later found out, he just had an attitude. He just had an attitude.
Yeah.
And now I know what I'm dealing with Arthur. But it's, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
That, yes.
It's just the best.
Now you're signing up for it. With
yes,
Arthur.
Forever.
Yes.
Yep. I can never be without a dog. Because I was thinking this morning of the podcast, and I was like, I wonder if she'll ask me, you know, why do you choose life with a dog and things like this? Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, I can't have one without one. I can't imagine it's just a quiet life without one.
Yes.
You know?
Well, especially when you've had dogs, I think, that have such personalities.
Yes.
It's just like there's something missing, like that sass
yes.
is missing from your life, that personality,
exactly.
that thing to make you laugh every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better. Exactly.
Well, we will get into that more, but I would love to hear how Handsome inspired Woof and Wonder. You kind of touched on it earlier, but tell me how you got the idea and then how you started to execute everything.
Sure. So And this story is actually a reason why I encourage anyone who wants to do this to go ahead and do it. Because if I did it, trust me, it can be done. So when I had Handsome, again, I was in the corporate world. It's a very 9-to-5 office. And I was living in Chicago at the time. And from the moment I had him, I was like, I never want to leave you. And I know a lot of dog owners must feel that way. You feel terrible for leaving them for the day and going. Mm-hmm. And that feeling never faded. It actually got stronger and stronger. And I used to be very creative, like in my personal life, like illustrating for myself, nothing outside of my own home. Mm-hmm. And I could also feel that I wanted my creativity back. At the same time, there were these two parallel things happening. And I thought, what can I do to stay home with him? And what can I do to bring back my creativity? Because I was in jobs that there was no creativity. It was just office work, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it took me a while, but I eventually, I was already in Instagram. He had an Instagram, Handsome. Mm-hmm. And I met so many Frenchie moms, and I started seeing the small businesses because I would shop for him through them.
Yes.
Which, strangely enough, some of those shops have now become my friends, like small business friends.
Mm-hmm.
In just so I feel like it was just all meant to be. And so I said to myself, well, you know, I wonder if I could do this. I wonder if I could design things and learn how to make things for dogs, because there's the creativity aspect. And I wonder if I could just make a business out of it and stay home with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed that feeling. And mind you, it wasn't an overnight thing. Like, you hear all these stories about people having 0 to 1 million in 4 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was a slow progress, because I stayed in my job. I made a plan where I was like, okay, I'll feel comfortable if I have this. And if I get this many sales consistently, I'll feel comfortable. So I was doing my regular job, and I was running Woof and Wonder nights and weekends.
Wow.
Right?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Oh gosh, it was a lot. And oftentimes for quite a while, I actually had also freelance work that I was doing. So it was a lot, but finally it got to the point where I was consistently, like, I could see the growth, and mm-hmm. I thought, okay, now's the time to do it. And I got to stay with him. And so, like, my biggest dream came true. It was the best thing I could have. I don't know. It's so hard to explain the feeling of, like, how happy I am that I got to do it, that I followed that initial feeling. Because I feel like sometimes, especially back then, there was a stigma. This was before anyone worked remotely. Mm-hmm. There was the stigma of, like, oh, what are you going to stay with your dog all day? You're going to stay at home with your dog? Go to work.
Yes.
And that was still in my mind, right? Like, who stays at? And I'm so glad that I pushed forward, because he, you know, was my world. And I tried to move mountains to be with him at home, and it worked. So yes. I'm so happy I did.
Well, especially I think it's really cool that you were able to be with him during his like kind of senior years.
Yes.
Too. Because yes. I've found that that's been a very special time with Lupin as well. Like his love language is so much more like quality time these days. And so I think that's really cool that you were able to be with Handsome like during that too. I mean, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he would have loved if you were there the whole time. Oh, but,
absolutely. You're so right about that too. Cause you know, he got older, and I feel like when they get older, maybe it was just him. You're right. There's like almost like the connection deepens. I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like we understood each other so much more. And now we were together so much longer. And just the way we communicated, it's so hard to explain, but there was something there. And I'm so, so happy that for many, many years, like as he got older, I was there, because also I was able to spot when he wasn't feeling well. I could spot it right then. You know, it wasn't, if I was in an office, I might've missed it.
Yeah.
You know, I might've missed him doing this weird little thing. Or so as hard as it is, I'm so grateful that I was able to witness it myself and probably prolonged his life because I was there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yes. No, I agree. Just a heads up. Watch out the desk noise.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Can you hear that? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm putting my hands down.
No, it's so easy to do. I do it all the time. I think that's so special how it started, because I think – and this is why I love hearing entrepreneurial stories from people, because then you really get the depth of like why this company started and the why behind a lot of the products. And even the name Woof and Wonder, like I was like, yeah, that's a cool name and I like it and everything. But once you said it's like that wonder that you get with a dog – you know, that feeling of wonder, you get exposed to all these new things and everything. It's like, yes, I know exactly. I know that wonder. And then it brings to the forefront, you know, so much more about the brand and about your products.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like most people don't get like the wonder part. They're like, oh, I wonder what that means. But it's, and no one can deny it, right? When a dog is in your life, if you're going left, they'll take you right and you'll go, okay, we're going right. Let's see what's behind here. And that's how my experience has been. It's a constant, I don't know. You see the world through their eyes too. It's a constant wonder, excitement. What is this? Let's explore this. And that's what I wanted to celebrate.
Yeah. You got everything off the ground started about almost 4 years ago.
Yeah.
When is the 4 year anniversary?
This September.
Okay. I believe. Okay.
Yeah. Right. This fall. Oh my God.
Crazy. Crazy.
Crazy.
So it was pre-pandemic as well. And then did you have any struggles like during pandemic life that you had to, you know, like with the business, or did you feel like it actually helped you at all because more people were like online looking for things or?
You know, it's so crazy. I started, I think, like, what would it be? Like almost a year and a half before the pandemic. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I was really worried. I thought, oh God, what's going to happen? Like people are losing their jobs and all these horrible things are happening. And strangely enough, the business exploded at that time because everyone was getting their dogs and just wanted to feel good. You know, buy a little something and you feel good and it's helpful for your dogs. You're taking them on walks more and it actually thrived during that time.
Yes. Yeah.
And strangely enough, now is when I have small business friends and we talk very, very often, every day. So we share a lot of our emotions of like, how are you feeling about what's coming on the horizon? And many of us are kind of stressed out now, but I just think back to the pandemic and I thought, well, things were going to be really, really bad then. So that's why I'm trying to really, really stay positive about it this time as well.
Yeah.
It was just a wild time.
Yes. Yeah. It's great that it worked out for you and stuff, because I feel like you probably were at that early stage still within the business of like, okay, let's pivot, let's figure this out. Mm-hmm. But it could have been really easy if the pandemic had the opposite effect of, you know, not doing great for the business. And it could have been really easy to give up, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure. All it would have taken is, you know, like, I guess like a few months of struggling sales. And I'm like anyone else. I'm a Virgo. So I'm like very pragmatic. And I would have been like, okay, I guess we'll close the doors and I'll try to do something else. But I feel very fortunate that it did very well, you know. And
wait, so did you start the business around your birthday then, since you're a Virgo?
Yeah. So much time has passed that, yeah, I think I did.
No, I'm a Libra, but I'm kind of on the like Libra Virgo cusp.
Yes.
And I just, yeah.
Me too.
All of your stuff really appeals to me. I'm just, really? Like, there's something about like, I was like, bright colors and yay and stuff. And awesome. I was actually wondering, I was like, I wonder if she's a Libra.
September 21st. That's my birthday. So 29th. Very, very close.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I love that too, though, that you started it around your birthday, because the podcast for me, its anniversary is April 15th. But I always have like a second celebration of it around my birthday for some reason. I don't know. I always do like some kind of like podcast thing around that time.
It's just easier to remember as a milestone.
Yeah.
Right?
It makes it more celebratory. You're like, this thing exactly. is so personal. Like this business yes. is so personal.
Yeah.
And then also my birthday, like let's celebrate everything.
Exactly. Yes. I feel that.
Okay. So that's how Woof and Wonder got started. Mm-hmm. Now we're almost 4 years later. What you were saying about how you were a little nervous, even currently, about like what's happening yeah. in the world and is my business going to thrive, survive? Yeah. One, I can only imagine like the stress of that. And but also, I think you're really unique in that it seems like all of your products are very usable. Like they're very functional. It's Thank not you. Just like, as you said, cutesy, and then you like wear it for one photo op and then you hang it up.
Right.
Like it's – you can use it for every day.
Right. That's always the goal. Yep.
Yes. And that's what I really like, especially the poopy loops.
Those have been a freaking – I want to say game changer. I feel like that's not the right word. People have really responded well to that. Those are the ones that keep going viral on TikTok, and people are like, where have these been all my life and stuff. And the thing is, I'm not some genius, right? I'm just a normal person. And so like there are poop holders. Like if you go on Amazon, sure, you can, you know, there's little clips and stuff. But I'm a dog mom. I've seen those. But I wanted to make something that was just cute and just something visually interesting and fun. And, you know, you just clip it on there and you forget it. And every time you look, it's just cute. And not only that, but I believe very much in just like respecting your environment and your neighborhood and your parks and trails. Mm-hmm. And this is just another kind of visual cue to like, oh yeah, let me pick up my dog's poo, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I feel like it's like this two-part thing where not only is it cute, but it reminds you like, don't be a jerk. Just pick up. So now I have, I think, over 20 designs. I have 6 more coming. I just approved some yesterday. So they've been really fun.
What I like about them the most is that you are leaning in to something that is so integral to dog mom life, which is, unfortunately, you have to pick up your dog's poo, which yeah. is like, and I think dog parents, especially younger dog parents where maybe you don't have a backyard or a house mm-hmm. or like whatever, and you have to pick up the poop when you're on a walk. Yeah. One, it's the right thing to do, like civil duty. Yeah. Excuse the pun. But
that's actually really cute. That's so cute.
you have to do it. It's like poop, but make it cute. Yeah. Basically, like that's you're literally leaning what into
I
say. It.
Yeah, that's like the tagline I use all the time. Like, who knew poop could be cute or poop? Yeah, poop yes. make it cute. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
It's just like this is part of it, and it's not talked about very often. I feel like, you know, like sometimes there's talk about like quality of poop bags or whatever, but it's the amount of photos that people have when they're like out on a hike with their dog and then they didn't realize but they had like a poop bag in their hand, you know, for the photo. But now it's like, we'll put it in this cute little Starbucks looking poopy loop. And
yep, that was the whole point. Like I have a yard, but I also live in a neighborhood where there's zero trash bins. Mm-hmm. Zilch. And it just bothers me when I see people just leaving their stuff. And so even on social media, before the poop loops even were a thing, I was just seeing like like people posing with the leash and the dog. Here's an example. And they would just hold their like Starbucks or whatever cup and they would be holding the poop bag.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's not cute. That's a bit gross. And I can't tell you how many times I've been walking my like handsome and I would be talking to a neighbor and you're talking to them and I talk with my hands. So I'm like swinging this bag
shaking the poop at them.
And I'm just like, oh, it's so no more.
Yes.
No more.
Yeah. Well, and it's just nice because then you can be hands free. It's in this little loop. Yeah.
Exactly.
Not only are you not holding it, because I've had that moment too where I'm like walking both dogs and I'm, you know, trying to like drink my coffee at the same time or something. And then I'm like bringing my coffee to the face and the poop bag is right there.
Yeah,
I'm like,
there it is. Ah! Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm guilty of, I shouldn't, but I text while I walk before these. And so I would be holding the poop. I would be holding my phone. I can't tell you how many times I've dropped my phone because it's just too much. And I don't dare drink anything because I know it's going to spill. So I feel like this really helps with a lot of those issues. Like don't spill your drink, talk with your friend without waving a stinky bag in their face and carry on.
Poopy loop and carry on. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think it solves so many problems. And I think there's a lot of dog mom life or dog parent life that's just kind of gross. You know, we've all had those, like, the dog ate something bad and they have, like, diarrhea or whatever. We've all had the, like, they barfed on the floor and you're scrubbing things off the floor at, like, 4 a.m. or what, like, whatever. Much less just the dogs, you know, they're over here, like, licking their crotch and then they come lick your face. And so, and, like, kibbled crumbs in your pocket. Like, as much as we all are, like, you know, we love our dogs and we, you know, we couldn't imagine without them. Like there are like, quote unquote, like gross things about it.
Oh,
that,
for sure.
Things that are kind of just like not so cute. And I love that you're able to make this a little just cuter. Like, okay, this is a reality of dog mom life.
Thank you.
Let's just, I'm
making this for like the real dog moms. I'm sorry for all like the super aesthetic New York City high-rise dog moms. I'm really sorry. I know you're awesome, but I'm making it for like the everyday dog mom like me, wiping their dog's butt. Literally 5 minutes before we started recording, there's mud on my knee because Arthur decided that running around in the mud outside was a better idea instead of having me be completely ready for the podcast. So I'm trying to make products that like real everyday moms are using. And that's actually an ongoing theme in my head of how many times are they going to use this product I'm thinking about making? How useful is it going to be? Are they just going to hang it up after one time? It's great for something to be cute, but how cute is it when it's just hanging on a hook all day, all night? So that's a very, that's like a theme I really, really try to follow. I have lots of products that sounded great at the time and I've had to just mark them off because I'm like, no, this is, it's like too frivolous, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. I think with the poopy loops and even just like the collars and leashes and everything that you have too, it's in the dog world, a lot of things can look very utilitarian. You know, like, we are a dog, like this is made of canvas, blah, blah, blah. Right. And you're like, cool, but can you add like some flowers to it, you know,
or whatever?
You can make it cute. And you do that with your stuff and still making it functional.
Biggest compliment ever. Thank you. I totally hear what you're saying because I know exactly what you're talking about. Because it seems like sometimes dog products, it's like it's a commercial for a Ford F-150. It's like rugged. Like, throw it on your dog. Roll your dog in mud. It's like, no, please. I don't need all that.
Yeah. He's laying on the couch. He's not in the mud right now. Yeah.
He's wrapped up in a faux fur blanket. He's fine. Yeah. He doesn't need that.
Yeah.
So I actually, it's so funny you mentioned that. I have a product I'm working on right now, actually. I'm waiting for my sample to arrive so I can feel it and make sure it's exactly what I'm hoping for is a harness that's actually made of a hemp cotton blend. So I really like the idea of using these different materials. Like hemp is something I've been really interested in as like a textile. Mm-hmm. And it's extremely soft, but it's also very, very strong when you blend it with the cotton.
Yeah.
And I'm working on a design where sorry, this is like really long-winded, but I'm really excited to talk about it. Speaking of functionality, right? I'm trying to make it for dogs that have a thicker chest that that pull. You know, Arthur has, I have harnesses and things, and not every dog responds well to different styles of harnesses. So I really want to take into, take into effect, I don't know, in my mind of just like, okay, I'm going to make it cute. Obviously the goal is to have it be a dual tone harness, but also have it be functional. So it's not worth it being cute if your dog feels like they're choking while they're wearing the harness or it's pulling on like a belly area. I've used so many, right? And it's just some of them, they just don't work well. So I'm trying to find also those dog parents that have those dogs that just need that extra support on their chest. But then let's add in an element of like, okay, let's mix hemp and cotton together and see what that gives us for the functionality. So yeah, it's not a Ford 150 type of harness, I promise.
I'm happy you brought this up. And this is, I just want to like nerd out slash ask you about this. How did you actually learn to create the products, not just design, but like, as you said, that working with different textiles and all of that? Because I'm in the process of trying to create some merch. And, you know, I really don't want it to be just like a t-shirt from Michael's that I like slap a label on, you know, and or slap a logo on. So I'm kind of trying to delve into all this world. How did you like the learning curve on this is insane to me. So how did you like learn all this? Did you have to learn to sew? Did you, how'd you start?
So I started with the cheapest sewing machine on my dining room table in like a 700 square foot apartment in the city in Chicago. I didn't even know how to use a sewing machine. My fiance taught me. So love I started that. We love a supportive king. He's just, he just sat there and he was like, okay, let's make this. So the first step is you can start with like just sewing by yourself. Many people do. Many people still do. And I was lucky enough where another small business owner, her name is the French dog. Her name is Karen. She actually sent me like strips for the collars, buckles, D-rings, and an instruction pamphlet. Cause I, insane. So I try to pay it forward
that's
that
so
way.
That's so incredible. Nice because it would be so easy for many other small businesses to be like, oh no, you know, like competition, not community.
Exactly.
So that's so cool.
I do my best to pay it forward now every single time because without her, none of this would have happened. So I started sewing on my own, like the collars and the leashes. The easiest way I could say it's like, it's a progression. And the way I'm doing it isn't how you have to do it. But so I progressed from sewing on my own. And eventually I didn't even have time to do that because the orders were coming in so fast. And so what I did was I was like, okay, I need a manufacturer. Where can I find an ethically created product? Mm-hmm. So you search, and we can even talk about this offline if you need help.
Yeah.
So you search, and what you do is you talk to a zillion people. You break it down to maybe 1, 3, 5 people that you think you might want to work with that seem like the communication is good, the product is good. Then you get samples. You say, I have this idea in mind. And you can either ask them for basic samples that aren't custom to you so you can at least feel the quality, because don't ever rely on photos. Please, please get actual samples in hand.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what I did. And unfortunately, it's an investment because when you're manufacturing something, even a sample is going to cost you between $30 and $100 for a single sample, depending on how complicated the product is. And I just did that. I still do that. I did that over and over again. I found a manufacturer that I've been with now since day one. So I've never changed. And as you grow your working relationship, I'll in the middle of the night, I'll message my agent, the same agent I've worked with from day one, and I'll say, I have an idea for this thing. Is this possible? And she'll say, yes, we can do it this way, or tell me your requirements and we'll see. Or she'll say, no, let me look into it and see if I can find someone to help with this.
Yeah.
Because you'll be surprised at the network that's available. And the other thing is that I will say, I'm like an introverted extrovert. So, but I push myself to make a lot of friendships, right? A lot of small business friendships, brands that are much, much, much bigger than me. And they've told me, oh, Lita, I've had failures like as recently as this year. So it's not just you, but every failure, you learn 10 lessons. So,
okay. Well, thank you for that info.
Nerding out. I love
this. That's what I wanted to hear, because I think the learning curve stuff, I love that also with the whole entrepreneurial story.
Yeah.
Like I remember this was years ago. I was listening to a podcast on how Spanx got started and the woman behind that. And she was like, yeah, I had to like learn to sew with this material, like the Spanx material and things like that. It was just, and so I'm like, no way, this is so cool. So I love all that. We just covered how you got started, all of the, you know, work, love, attention, everything that you put into your designs and your business. Let's talk about people stealing those designs.
Yes. Let's talk about it.
I can't even, because I saw you've made some reels and TikToks about it.
Yes.
And which I love. I'm like, you know what?
Thank you.
Good for you that you're standing up for yourself, protecting your business and what you've worked so hard for. And not to say that I am enjoying your misery, but also I was like, oh, what's the tea here? You know, like I was like, what is happening? Like, because I don't like any of that as far as the fact that people are stealing it. And so I'm just like, expose them.
Yeah.
And so talk to me about like one, how you found out the people that other businesses were stealing your designs.
Yeah.
What you went through before you even exposed and made the TikToks and stuff. So, and like your feelings about it and everything.
Yeah. So this is like the second time it happened. As I mentioned in the video, I wasn't even going to make a video about it because I thought, gosh, like, I don't know if people misunderstand, and I'm still very sensitive. Like, even though I'm freaking on social media all the time, I'm very sensitive to, like people's input and things like that. So the way I found out is, and here's another reason why you should make friends in small business. My friend who owns another dog accessories brand, we talk all the time. She DM'd me and she said, Lita, you might want to take a look at this factory. I was on the website and I was actually looking at something else, and she found her own designs also stolen by this factory. And by stolen, I mean carbon copied. This wasn't just, oh, maybe it kind of looks like it. They must have taken the photos from the website and removed the logo with Photoshop.
Yeah.
And she's like, they stole mine, and I saw a few of your designs on there as well.
Dang.
So I immediately jumped on there. And I, there's this option to chat with the factory on this website. And when I opened the chat box, I said, oh my God, we have a history of chatting. I said, this is the same
factory. This is personal.
It's the same. In September, I could see the dates. And in September, I had asked this factory to please remove the images of three of my designs, identical. Again, they had just removed the logo.
Yeah.
And they promised me they would, right? It's a very story of, it's the same story of like, oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm not the person that deals with the photos, and I'm just it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
you know, at that point, it's the second time. So I immediately got on there and messaged the same woman that I had spoken to. And I said, hi. Like, I'm back. I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm non-confrontational. Like, I would rather do anything than do that. But I was so upset because this factory is, any person can go purchase from them. And what they make it seem like is that these are their designs that they're happy to sell to you. You just have to ask them. And, you know, any person, any small business owner that's never seen me before, or any regular person, what they don't know. They're like, oh, that's cool. I guess I'll buy that. So it's kind of like, you're lying to so many people, acting like this is your original stuff. So I messaged her, and I was hot under the collar. I was like, I wasn't very nice. And so I was Midwest mean,
well,
which
like,
means
fool
like
me once. shame on me.
Exactly.
Fool me twice, or shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Like, it's like, oh, no, no, no. Like, let's figure this out.
Exactly. Yeah. And I immediately went into it and I said, listen, we talked last fall. That's not very long ago. You told me that you had these photos removed. And I was like, what is this? And I was hitting them with screenshots. I said, this is your copy. And I showed them my website. I said, this is my product. Like, I need an answer immediately. And they were just trying to be like, oh, well, it's, you know, this was like on a Friday. And they're like, oh, it's the weekend. And we'll ask. And I was like, I said, no, absolutely not. I need a resolution immediately. Because this is the second time. Like, maybe I could have been nice if it was once, but what the hell? Yeah. And I noticed not only had they taken mine, but they'd taken copies from not that other friend, not me, but a third friend of mine as well. I recognized their designs because we always were friends. We talk. Yeah. And so
– like this is a practice of theirs, obviously.
It is. Absolutely, it is. Yep.
Yeah.
And there were other designs there I didn't recognize. So they must have been other peoples that I haven't met before. So – I was on them like glue.
Yes.
I just kept saying like, these have to come down. And, you know, I couldn't help myself. I was just saying like, I was trying to be a human being and speak to them on a human level and say, do you understand that this is a really bad reputation for your factory? If you want people to shop with you and trust you, like, this is not a good thing you guys are doing just at a basic human level. I'm sure you have a team of designers. I'm sure you guys can come up with stuff. And so why – you don't have to do this. Yeah. So profuse apologizing. We're so sorry. We've taken care of it. We've removed it. And they said, we've punished the people. We've punished the employees that have put the photo. I said, oh my – I said, don't do that. What the
– Yeah. So you're over here like, wait, did someone get fired because of me? Like you're like, wait. I said immediately, like I didn't mean it that mean. Yeah.
Like I would have waited a day, but, they said, rest assured this won't happen again. And if you ever want to work with us, we'll offer you the deepest discount that we have. I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. Keep your discount. Thanks.
Thank you. So I thought long and hard and I, made a video on it and I get into these goofy moods, where the social media I post is always goofy. Like I can't pin down any type of style. I just do whatever I want. So I made a video, a very dramatic retelling of the story where I'm like furiously typing on the laptop.
And you're like in a robe or something, I think.
My hair was wet.
Yes, you had like a towel on your head and you were just like, we are dealing with this. And I was like, yes, go girl. I could have sat down and watched that series with like wine. Like that was like, I was like, this needs to be on Bravo. Not to make light of like a people
Thank
stealing
you.
Your designs, but...
I was like, let's just have fun with this because this is so ridiculous. And I like to show people kind of like the behind the scenes of what business owners deal with. Like it's not glamorous. Sometimes you just have your hair wet and you have to respond to this person right away. And so I was angry. I was like bewildered. So I was like cracking my knuckles. I was like, let's get to this. And I was showing actual messages that I sent. I literally told them, I am going to be posting a video about this on social media. That was a real message. I wasn't making that little message up. Yeah. And so, and then people were really intrigued because they were like, first of all, twice.
Yeah.
And second of all, what do you do? And I think it was very fascinating for people that don't own small businesses. Like, yeah, what do you do when that happens? Okay.
Well, and when it's just you. I mean, thankfully, you have all those other friends that also have small businesses, so you had a support system.
Yeah.
But I've had similar things, and I'm over here just like my personality. I'm like, why didn't they just want to be my friend? Like, why are they, you know, like, why are they being mean? And I'm fortunate that I have like Charlotte and Ashley who are my occasional co-hosts. And they were like, oh no, we will deal with this.
I love that. I'm that for myself both ways. I'm like really, really sensitive. And I'm like, why did that happen? Like, what's wrong? And then I'll turn around and say like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
And then people kept asking for an update. And I was visiting my family for the weekend. I was staying in a hotel. So I just did the update from my hotel. And I had my hair in the towel again.
Yeah.
And I just said, if you thought me visiting family was going to prevent me from giving you guys an update, here's the update. And that was it. So I don't know. I had so much fun with it. And it was really fun that people kind of were like, yeah, we're not going to stand for this. I had a whole army ready to fight for me on TikTok. I think that was the video that was, I think it was like over 300,000 views, a million. I don't know, something. Who knows? So it was really fun.
I believe it. Well, it's great that you were able to turn this, what could have been like a bad experience, into a fun thing. You know, like, and it just like, you know what? This is stupid. Like, this is awful that these people are doing this. I'm taking care of shit. But also, like, let's make a fun video. It's just like your products. You're like,
exactly.
This is a problem. It's my entire personality. But like, let's make it fun.
Absolutely. It's me. Like, that's 100% me. Like, there's no fakeness here. That's my entire true personality. Yeah. And I was like, let's do something with this.
We have covered so much, Lita. We've talked about your designs, the name Woof and Wonder, which I still can't get over. I love the idea behind that. Of course, Handsome and his inspiring you, your functional but cute products.
Thank you.
We've talked about all of it. It's been so nice speaking with you. And you kind of touched on it before, but just to round it out, the Census is the With the Dog podcast. Why do you choose life with a dog?
Such a good question. I choose it because life without a dog is way too boring. It's way too quiet. And that's the simplest answer I can give. Because life with a dog is just instantly more colorful for me.
Oh, colorful.
It always has been.
Good word. Yes. Yeah. I was actually talking to someone the other day who he's never had any pets, but he lives a very colorful life otherwise. Like, he's like gone and like been on a fishing boat in Alaska. And I was like, that is so cool that you are living colorfully outside of the dog, because I personally am not the type. I'd probably be sitting on my couch watching endless Netflix if I didn't have a dog.
That's so totally me. Exactly.
Yeah. So I agree. It just, they add so much excitement and color to your life. So,
exactly.
Great answer.
Thank you.
It would be very, very boring.
Who wants to watch Netflix alone on a couch? Well, your hand needs to pet a dog.
Exactly. Well, I said this to Dog Zaddy the other day, as everyone knows him, my husband. I was like, what would we talk about if we didn't talk about the dogs? Like, it's like, I think we would have run out of topics years ago.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's my experience too. Like, we're sitting eating dinner and it's just crickets, because we've been together for a while, right? You're just like, how was your day? It was great.
Yeah. Exactly. But instead you're just like, oh, look at the funny thing the dog is doing.
Right. You'll never believe what so-and-so did, and you have video proof, and it's great. I really feel like life lights up when a dog is in a home and, you know, with you. So
I agree.
Can't imagine it any other way.
Yes. Okay. Well, if anyone, which I'm sure they will after this awesome episode, if anyone wants to follow you, check out your products, all of that, where can they find you?
Woo. Everywhere. They could find me at woofandwonder.com, W-O-O-F and wonder.com. I'm same name on Instagram, same name on TikTok. I have a YouTube too that I'm trying to grow slowly but surely, but those are my top two.
Well, thank you again for this awesome conversation, Lita. It was so nice to actually, like, face-to-face. You know, I feel like I've seen your videos for so long and just been liking them. So it's so nice to actually, like, sit down and have a conversation.
Thank you. It was so fun. Like, such a blast. I loved it. Thank you so much.
Well, anytime, honestly. Like, I feel like all of my friends at this point are virtual. So, like, I'm like, let's just, anytime you want a video chat or just like text or anything, hit me up. If anyone wants to follow the podcast, it's at With a Dog Podcast on Instagram, Carly With a Dog on TikTok, and my personal Instagram, Carly With a Dog. And we have new episodes every Wednesday, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. He literally walked away as you were saying bye. He's like, okay, he's bye.
Like, bye. Like, we're done, right?
Oh.
All content on the With a Dog podcast is for informational and comedic purposes only. It should not replace professional advice, treatment, or diagnosis by a certified veterinarian, trainer, or behaviorist.